Welcome to the Bicast, a podcast for the bisexual community. With us, we have Sheeta Lambert, editor of Best Buy Short Stories, her anthology of bisexual short fiction with multiple genres. Sheeta Lambert is director of the Bi Writers Association, the Bi Book Awards, and Bi Lines Reading Series, and is a veteran bi and LGBT activist, educator, and event organizer who resides in New York City. Welcome, Sheeta.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. So John is joining us today. Sheeta, the Bi Book Awards are approaching fast. They're on the 30th, is that correct?
Yes. Next weekend, or the time this goes out, the upcoming weekend, on Saturday, May 30th, and we're very excited about it.
Can you tell us a little bit about the history and the role you play in it? This is the third year, is that correct?
Yes, this is the third year of the awards, and it's the eighth year of us having a reading during award season for Bi Book authors.
Fantastic. I also was reading that you're going to have Roy Kelly there.
Yes, she has done music for our awards more times than anyone else. The only years she didn't do it was when she was getting married or her sisters were getting married. Same weekend. She's quite the little powerhouse.
She is. We interviewed her a couple days ago. It was quite enjoyable.
And she and I share red hair, so we have an affinity.
So it was 8 years ago that the reading started. You know, I was actually part of that way back when and kind of pulled back at a certain point. It was great to get it started. And that was like a little history of that. It was like when the Lammies were just getting ready to start bisexual books, correct?
Yes. I actually formed the Bi Writers Association in order to lobby the Lammy Awards because they had gone on for 18 years without ever having a bisexual book award. And it's really hard for a bisexual book to do well in a lesbian category or a gay category. And so we decided to lobby them to create a bisexual book category. Actually, transgender people had had a category for 10 years, but there was no bi category. So we lobbied them. We were successful. And then it seemed like now all these bi writers are coming to the Lammy Awards to see if they're going to win an award. So as long as they're here, we should take advantage of that and give them a reading. So that's what I did. I organized a reading for them, and we called it Bylines, and a celebration of bisexual writing. I forget exactly what it said, what the subtitle was, but it was called Bylines, the Bylines Reading Series, and we did it every year, piggybacking off the Lammy Awards.
Right. Awesome. Okay,
since
so this
2006,
year...
That was the first year we did it, 2006. That was the year that they opened up the first bisexual book award.
Yeah, I remember it was about... Yeah, I think, 2006. It sounds about right.
They had a lot of rules about, what you need to do to have a category. It has to be at least 10 books per category. So I worked real hard to get books nominated and then to get more books nominated so we can have two categories. Because in judging, I was one of the they asked me to be a judge of the category, and all of the judges were complaining that it was so hard to judge apples against oranges, fiction, nonfiction. Mm-hmm. Very hard. So I worked really hard to get enough books nominated. We can have both a fiction and a nonfiction category.
Awesome.
But then they started changing the rules around. It became more difficult to get that many books. And they squished it into one category again. And I was trying to figure out what to do about that because I felt that the authors deserved something more. So I had always resisted doing our own awards. People had asked me to. I'm like, why reinvent the wheel when there is one? But at that point, I felt that we needed to so that we could have as many categories as we wanted. So 3 years ago is when I started the Bisexual Book Awards.
Great. So this year there are 72 submissions. Talk about the genres and what kind of books have come up this year.
Okay, well, we have 10 categories this year. That's the most ever. And we've got, because last year I think we had 60 books and 6 categories. This year we have 72 books and 10 categories, 10 book categories. So we've got bisexual fiction, bisexual nonfiction, we've got romance, that was one of the new ones, erotic fiction / erotica, speculative fiction, which is sci-fi, fantasy, horror, etc., memoir / biography, teen young adult fiction, mystery, that was new, poetry, we had it before, but not last year because there weren't any, anthology, that was new. And then we have 2 special categories, bisexual book publisher of the year and by writer of the year, because we feel that not only the authors and the books should receive acknowledgement, but also the publishers, because there was a time when publishers did not want to publish a bisexual book, and that's still often very true. Even if they like the book, they're often afraid to publish it. They don't know if it'll sell. They're not sure how to market it. They feel it's not in their wheelhouse. So any publisher that does publish a bisexual book, we want to acknowledge them as well and really encourage them to keep doing it.
I totally agree with you. That's why we always publicize the publishers on the books that we review, because we need to encourage them, you know, and they're usually independent publishers. They need all the help they can get too.
Yes. Yes. Every one of the nominees or finalists for that award are independent publishers that we have this year.
Yeah. So let's get to the nuts and bolts of the awards. Where is it going to be held this year and time and all that?
Okay. I have to get a different page up. Okay. We're going to be at West Beth Community Room. First of all, it's in New York City, in the Village, in the West Village. And West Beth is really known for being like a whole artist housing community. And they have a room for arts events called the West Beth Community Room. So we're in there. It's at 55 Bethune, just west of Washington. It's just west of the corner of Bethune and Washington. And you just go up to the desk and ask for directions if you don't know where it is. They have a desk, you know, inside mm-hmm. the doorway there. And it's the program starts at 7. We're open at 6:30 for book signings. So we'll have a full program of readings, live music with Rory Kelly. We're going to have a whole photography art presentation by Gymnos Alethea. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole project that he's been working on over the years. So I picked out what I thought were all the best pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's going to present them. They'll be like, you know, on a big screen.
Awesome. That's great.
And then we'll present the awards.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So let's talk a little bit about the book that you've edited and the stories and the content in that. I have not had a chance to read it yet. So can we hear just a little bit about the inspiration for that and what it's about?
Yeah, I'll just say from my side, I was a Kickstarter donor, so I got an immediate copy.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you, I've read some of the stories in the book, but it was last year and I haven't gotten back to it because there's so much great bisexual writing these days. It's hard to keep up.
Very true. And as the director of the Bisexual Book Awards, I have to read I get through about 50 books for the awards because I'm supervising the judges.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to know what's going on. So of the 72, I got through at least 50.
That's a lot of books.
Yeah.
So
you're kind of like reading one after the other. You're just turning them out. That's the style.
We were just talking about that. Like when I first came out like 3 years ago, I read like 8 books in a row. And so now I'm trying to discern where I read what, because if you just look at for so much information that you just grab everything. Yeah. So now I have to go back and reread them individually.
When I came into this community in 1991, there were like 13 books, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah,
well, there's a lot. After I read the 13, I'm like, what am I going to read now?
Exactly.
And that's why I was thinking about doing an anthology, because I was very inspired by Any Other Name, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And originally, I was thinking of doing an anthology similar to that, kind of a mishmash of everything. And then it kind of like, it seemed like the best submissions I was getting were creative writing. Mm-hmm. So then it kind of got narrowed down to that. And then Fritz Klein, very famous bioactivist and writer and researcher, he wanted it to be all short stories. That was his suggestion.
That long ago this all started, huh?
Yeah.
We all miss the doctor.
Yes, very much. And in fact, I did the last interview of him before he died, unexpectedly. You know, it was very mm-hmm. unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know it was like a, you know, dying interview, but it was just a couple months before.
Wow. Wow.
But and that was up on Bi Magazine for a very long time.
Well, the Bi Short Stories has one of my favorite writers and poets, Jan Steckel. Is that how you say your name?
Yes.
Steckel? Yeah, one of my favorites. She's amazing with some of the things she comes up with.
Yes, her book, The Horizontal Poet, is great.
Oh, yeah. I just got that.
Won a Lammy Award. Okay. So, yeah, now, I mean, okay, we're off the awards and back to the book. Okay. Well, basically, with this book, what I wanted to do was to have a great diversity of bisexual writing all within one book. Because at the time I started this book, there was not this great proliferation of bisexual writing out there, at least mm-hmm. published. So when I started this book, there was still very sparse. And maybe what there was, you wouldn't even know about it because there was no like annual list or anything like you would see with an awards. So when I started, I was like, okay, we'll have a whole bunch of bisexual stories all in one place within one book so that someone can get it. Because there's a lot of collections of short stories out there, and there are actually bisexual short stories interspersed throughout them. But, you know, you'd have to kind of like wade through an entire volume to find maybe one in there. You know, if you were looking in a book of American short stories or lesbian short stories or gay short stories, you might find one or you might not. Whereas here, we could kind of like guaranteed story, we'll have a bisexual character. And, you know, so you don't have to hunt. You can just relax and read. So, that was the idea, and we've got so many genres in there. It's like a smorgasbord. And each, you know, each genre, each story shows bi characters through their own unique prism, whether it's sci-fi or vampire, fantasy, mystery, noir, historical fiction. We have historical fiction of several different periods, from medieval through, I don't know, you know, there's several. And there's also, you know, far in the future. We've got from medieval to far in the future. A lot of time periods. Romance, experimental fiction, magical realism, slash fiction, as well as contemporary bi-fiction. And so that was the idea. We wanted to have diversity of genre, diversity of people, diversity of gender. So we've got all of that in there. There's a lot of transgender characters in there, actually.
Wonderful. That's, you know, and there's a lot of those genres that are my favorite. Science fiction always seems to lend itself very well to bisexual characters.
Yes.
Which excites me because that's one of my favorite genres of all time.
Yes.
So All right, that sounds terrific. So let's lead on out of here. Let you get back to your hard work.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay. All links will be provided on the site.
Okay.
And is there anything else you would like to add today?
I don't know if I said this already, but one of the reasons we wanted to have our awards was to make sure that authors of bio books would be acknowledged and rewarded for their great work, and to just have many opportunities of different kinds of categories that they could be submitted to. And mm-hmm. It was sort of like, once you build it, they will come, you know, and instead of, you know, barely getting enough nominees for, you know, two categories, have an overwhelming number of nominees for like 10 different categories. And I think that, you know, a lot of times authors of genre fiction don't think they can go up against general fiction and win, you know, or authors of erotic fiction. So they don't always submit the book. So because we have so many different categories, I think is why we're getting so many different submissions compared to other awards.
Well, thank you for that.
Well, two. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's only two other awards that even have bio categories.
All right.
Yes, and thank you all the work over the years to get us to where we're at today. And, you know, like, the reason there are so many bio books to read is because, you know, you and others back in the day were promoting and saying, we need to do more of this. And, like, when things come out, they were promoted to our community. So this is a winning thing that we're doing, getting our art out to the world and to us. So thanks.
Yes.
All right, everyone, I want to remind you, you are not wrong.
Also mention, we haven't really touched on other activist work that I've done in conjunction with other activists, like getting the what used to be the Lesbian and Gay Community Center here in New York City, getting the name changed to Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Community Center. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with the Pride March and the what is now the LGBT Film Festival. And we also worked on getting GLAAD and the Task Force to change their names to include bisexual and transgender.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked in conjunction primarily with Pauline Park, a very well-known transgender activist from Niagara. That's the name of her organization, New York Association of Gender Rights Activists.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, you know,
yes, we all wear many hats in this community.
What?
We all wear many hats in this community, doing this work and that work. So
yes.
we're all like, look, we have to have hat racks. We have so many.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I think I need a hat rack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's wrap it up. I just want to remind everyone, you are not wrong, you are not broken, and you are definitely not alone. You're a human being, and you are bisexual. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
The views expressed on the Bicast do not necessarily represent those of Binet USA or the Bicast crew.
Nip it back.